Neil, climate change, nothing much is happening. Everyone's saying, actually, maybe youth need to respond. What do you think?
I think there's definitely something in that, Joe. I think youth have certainly felt very, very alienated, not just from the climate change negotiations themselves, but actually I think politics in general. And I think as we look forward towards COP20 and COP21, I think one of the things that we can really think hard about is what have we learned around kind of creating movements, you know, through the latest technologies that we've got, and how can we actually all start to kind of work together, whether it's brands who have kind of started to invest in this over the last couple of years, or, you know, indeed the creative industries, you know, people like James Cameron and so on in LA, to get us all kind of pulling in the same direction, but really trying to, I think, understand what language, what narrative will really work with youth. Because I think in the past we've been very guilty of pushing a lot of policy level messages to them, which of course is just going to send them in the other direction. So with the World Economic Forum, actually, we did analysis work where we looked at how young people actually make decisions using technology to look at how the brain works in certain situations in China, in India, in the UK, and indeed in the US. And what we saw is that, you know, young people really want experiences, they want to be empowered, they want to be able to share those experiences with their network, and they also will engage much more effectively if it's a positive message. And I think a lot of the messaging that we've seen in the run-up to Copenhagen and even after Copenhagen has been to kind of, you know, scare the bejesus out of people. And that's not going to work with young people. So I think really now trying to get, you know, a coalition of the willing together who will, you know, use this insight around what language will work with youth, but also use the platforms that work with youth, because I think, you know, with all respect, you know, you're more likely to get a young person on the Guardian Sustainable Business blog than you are, you know, actually buying the newspaper itself. So using platforms like, you know, Vice Media or Upworthy, these are the types of platforms young people are using these days, and trying to create compelling stories for them, which, you know, are trying to paint a picture of the type of future that they really want.
But do you think business has a role in this? Because often young people are very cynical of business.
Yeah, I absolutely do. So if you look at the UN Global Compact CEO survey, what it's saying is there's a kind of a plateauing in terms of CEO attitude to sustainability. That's down to two reasons. One, you know, the markets aren't rewarding this at the moment, and secondly, consumers don't get it. And I think one of the things that we need to do if you want to be a leader in this as a business is actually help consumers get it. I think we all pulled away from greenwash